maybe.
Get married.
Have a baby.
I got twins.
Take a chance.
Game of life.
I'm in the lottery.
I'm a man.
You can win or get stuck.
I inherited a stock farm.
Be a winner of the game of life.
I'm a millionaire.
Be a winner of the game of life.
From Milton Bradley. Radio Redux.
I love this show.
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
This is a very sensitive subject. I knew that I'd be safe cause I'd never be alone. An evil doctor shouldn't speak aloud about his feelings. My hurt and my pain don't make me too appealing. I hope Scott would look up to me, run the business of the family, head an evil empire just like his dear old dad. Give him my love and the things I never had. Scott would think I was a cool guy, return the love I have, make me want to cry. Be evil, but have my feelings too. Change my life with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But Scott rejected me. C'est la vie, life is cruel, treat you unfairly. Even so, a God there must be, meeting me, you complete me.
Just the two of us, we can make it, we try.
Just me and you, just me and you, getting jiggy with it.
Just the two of us,
quite pleasant really.
Just the two of us,
you and I.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you.
Woo!
Just the two of us.
You and I.
Hi everybody and welcome to another brand new Radio Redux show. I'm your host Archange UK and joining with me for the first time. It's the first time over in this country?
Nope.
No, it's not, isn't it? Because there was the other two. But the first time for a long time, certainly, at the very least, is Echo Hawk. Say hello, Echo.
Hi guys.
Now, what's slightly different about this time is that she's actually here in my flat. Oh, wait, sorry, that's a mistake, because that's wrong. What, it's actually
our flat.
Yeah, the Hawkster has moved in with me, and, yay, immigration! At last, and visas, and all sorts of things. It's only taken a bloody long time, but here we go. Yeah, so pretty much, I would have thought most, if not all, shows from now on will be with us, unless you're busy and
no, or if you're out or something, which will be a scary thought altogether. Me alone in a weird country.
Yeah.
Which is
Rebecca Dillon's Letter from Britain.
I'm so owned. Yeah.
An American hedgehog in Croydon. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, she came over yesterday morning, and we'll talk about that and all sorts throughout the day. You were listening to, among other things, what was the Secret Rings one? It was The White of the Sky for Skeleton Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we had Dr. Evil, just the two of us. And before that we had the theme from the Game of Life adverts, because it was one of those things. Yeah, so how are you liking it so far?
It's nice. I mean, that's not the problem. I'm completely lost and I probably couldn't find my way out of here if I wanted to, but it's nice.
Excellent. That means she's tried to leave and she can't. So, yeah, we'll be doing the usual stuff, really. I personally am looking forward to this week coming up because I'm taking time off, basically. A little break, because I need to get this one settled in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Make sure she's okay, and she's not going to get lonely when I go off to work on her own.
Oh, I have World of Warcraft already on your computer.
Yes, there is that. My beautiful computer has been tainted and defiled. It's got World of Warcraft on it.
Yeah. Wrath of the Lich King, or Wrath of the Bitch King, whichever you want to go with.
I think he's trying to compensate for something with all these titles myself. Anyway.
You gotta know the full story, man. He's actually a really old and a really dead orc. I know, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Fail!
I should have never given you that.
Fail!
Exactly.
Yeah, that's our fail sign, by the way. If anyone gives an answer which is wrong, you'll get that.
Yeah.
Because Mario and death, which is sort of double fail.
Yeah.
Triple fails! Anyway, so let's go on with normal radio redux procedure and go through.
Raped by Blizzard. Hee hee. No, I'm not. I have never actually played Second Life, as a matter of fact. That's one of the few I've not delved into. Oh my gosh, somebody's a little bit behind the times.
No, that's a joke. Oh yes, actually they are behind the times. That's the case.
Ore-sama.
Yeah.
It's alright. They can find out.
Best version of this
that's okay, it's always fun to surprise somebody new. Always...
Yes, bring out the Dread X Rory. That's not disturbing in the slightest.
Actually, it's kind of funny.
Well, Alfred says it could be worse, AUK. How? What, it could be on there twice? Oh, she could be in Second Life, I see. She could be in Second Life. Yes.
Yes. No, I know that Trippy is. She's actually played it.
Yeah, but she's using it for business purposes. She's marketing the comic on there. That'd be the fantastic comic that you should all go
That
and...
doesn't deny her creative spirit or the fact that she probably pours hours into it just like she does her comic or spends time with some fans and gets to generally chill out and not...
You've already got World of Warcraft. You're not having Second Life as well.
I didn't say I wanted it. I was just defending Trippy's reason for being on there.
Or someone gets get married now.
Get married.
Yeah, sure, we'll just go off and sort that, okay? While we go off and get married, here's the entirety of the Sonic 3D Saturn soundtrack for you, okay? So you can get that right now. We're going to all go off and get married, and we'll see you in a bit, okay? Bye for now. Sort of. Yeah. Explain to them how exactly you married the vicar there.
Did I what?
Because I'm not quite sure how that wedding... I know it was quick and everything, but I don't quite understand how you married the vicar.
Oh, you just, you know...
You should hang your head in shame.
I'm sorry.
So why are you inviting him back as well? I've no idea.
You know, it's never a one-time fling.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that makes you look bad.
I see.
Or so they
say. She collects figures. Okay. On the basis that we didn't forget the rundown...
Which I reminded you of.
No, you didn't need to remind me of it, or I thought, because but we were told to go off and get married, you see, and you know we can't delay these things. Okay, so from bottom to top is there's actually quite a few people this time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's Vija, Erfart Turbo, the Blue Dude, T Bird, Sonic AD, SJSF. ShadowFox04, Ringtail Fox, Riddick, trademarked. Resident SD, Project Phoenix, RSAMA, Minus, Miles Prower, LSTAB, Logocast, Joe Forever, D'Artagnan, Biafra, AUK Echo Hawk SSR, MK Dorshu, and then there's.
Chanbot. It's just Chanbot. Yes, it's just Chanbot. No dramatic intro, no craziness, no ranting. Just
Chanbot! Chanbot.
Yeah.
Arthur, the king of Chanbot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You go, girlfriend.
You just snapped at me.
I did indeed.
That is so wrong.
I'm going to snap again.
Anyway. God, do the Chanbot. Oh, lordy.
Do the Chanbot. Do the Chanbot.
I didn't know you could, frankly.
You can.
Alright. Insulted Lord Chanbot. Sorry.
Lord Chanbot.
Yes, quite.
There is but one Chanbot.
Oh, good lord.
He is the emperor of them all.
Dude, metal. Where's the emperor? Yeah.
Chanbot for private. Hey, Prison SD, he couldn't do much worse. You know, than what we got at the moment.
Nice.
RSM does Chanbot.
Does the Chanbot. There was
too much information. Chanbot.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Anyway, so...
Girls and dances! Screw you, Adam! Screw you! I'm coming after your ass right now!
Girls on SSR, I don't know.
Oh, God. I've been here a couple of times. This isn't my first...
No,
this is like third...
This isn't her first rodeo.
Or SSR.
No.
For that matter.
Although, I think we should bring live rodeo shows to SSR. It's the way to save the entire station, I think.
I think so, and then probably destroy the flat in the process, but, mm-hmm. but, you know.
I was thinking about going out on location.
Oh, really? I've heard that's a terrible idea.
Oh, Jay Fevers is who let girls on the internet.
Ain't that the truth? Or on the MMOs, that's what I'm hearing, Blizzard.
That sounds like somebody who's not going to get a girlfriend anytime soon.
Yeah. But yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about how your trip, because you headed out from Kentucky.
Yep.
And went via Detroit.
Yep. I was there for all of about 20 minutes before I got whisked off first class for a 6-hour flight into Heathrow instead of Gatwick, because we don't like Gatwick anymore, or at least Northwest doesn't like Gatwick. So, I didn't sleep. I ended up playing Solitaire and Insane Aquarium for most of the trip, which was oddly addicting. And then watching Marley and Me, which my parents apparently said was a very great film until a sad ending or something, so I didn't watch the ending.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was all hyped up and got nothing done. No sleep. Generally exhausted and fatigued by the time I got home, which wasn't, I guess, clear enough to somebody who was trying to snuggle me up on the Bloody Underground.
If you've not seen your fiance in 6 months, you're going to want to hug her.
Yeah, I know, but to which point, I'm dragging along 250-pound rolly bags, and he's, like, holding out his arms.
You're not dragging along... Well, God's sake, excuse me, I was dragging one of those along as well, thank you.
No, when I first came out, and you first saw me, you had this big smile on your face, you come under the bar to try... You put your arms open, and
yes,
I'm sitting
I
here
did.
Going, I have no free arms to do this, and you're going to do what to me?
I kind of assumed that you'd sort of be able to leave the standing up bag standing up.
Yes, in you know, plain traffic sight for everyone else who's just barely gotten through the bloody thing and dragging God knows how many bags.
I'm not going to apologize for missing you.
I never said you had to apologize! No.
We so aren't rowing here.
I don't know what that term means.
Yeah. What, rowing?
Right. What does it mean? Because is it another weird word, like kip or whatever, anything else? Like that?
Rowing equals having an argument, having a row.
Oh. Okay.
What the hell? Oh, so it has a water bike full of eels. What the hell?
It does not make sense. But that's okay. That happens.
Pretty much.
Actually, I like that show. It's all the people I just, you know, it used to be my...
Ah, the guys are on my side.
Well, hello.
AUK, AUK, leaving the standing bag standing. That was your first mistake using logic.
We're women. We don't use logic. We use emotions, raw power, and the. Ability to use the waterworks or something.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yes, I just gave away the three greatest secrets of women.
Secrets of the universe. The secrets of women.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had, there was this, your friend Devin gave sort of, you were sort of going away, Prezi.
No, he actually gave this to me about a year ago. Which was right before.
Why have I not seen it then?
Oh, I never mentioned it. That's
it is
all.
Awesome.
Yeah. But,
We need to get some of these so that we can have a whole... We can do a Sonic Rex comic just using these.
That would be pretty awesome, but scary at the same time. I'll have to ask him. I think you can order them online and they can send it to you.
That would be awesome, actually, if we could... I should post the link in the chat room.
But basically what it is, guys, I'll describe it while he's doing that, which he has. They're basically just little plastic beads, and what you do is you stick them on either a board or you just can free-for-all them, but you stick an iron over it, and it melts the beads together, creating this image. So basically it just was a custom image we just had done. But we're going to have to look that up because I think he wants a Angelus one.
I genuinely think we should just do an entire Sonic Rex comic with
Plus,
they'll
want to do the logo and, you know, yeah.
No, I think we should.
You know how much work that would take? Do you know? Because it took him about 2 days. But, yeah.
I got error 403.
Uh-oh.
Then
somebody else gets it, so I don't know, maybe he didn't copy it correctly, but what's a 403? Because I know 404.
I can't remember what 403 is now. Not allowed, isn't it? Or something? 404 is forbidden! Yes. Like the West Wing, is forbidden.
What?
LOL 403 writes notes on the internet. Pretty forbidden, yes.
Oh boy.
Try destroying that.
Nice. No! Don't do that. Not cool.
Beads.
Yeah, pretty much. Melted beads. But you can't say that you have them. Blake, what does Blake want? He's messaging you.
Blake is messaging me.
He's supposed to be doing his work. What is he doing?
Forbidden for him as well.
Oh, you bunch of hobos. This is why I use PhotoBucket. You use your own site and look what happens.
This is called Sprite Hawk. I don't see what the problem is.
Well, you wouldn't. Is that...
I'm just going to see what it does.
It lolls at you because it didn't do anything. Just put it into a new tab. Come on. Lol internet.
Which is another castle.
I thought it was just me. Why there's a couple of people.
Working?
I don't know, you just uploaded it and now it works for you, so.
Yeah, it works for me.
I guess you've banned people from the site.
Who is Blake? Blake Draco, that's who Blake is.
Yeah.
Or alternative. LOL lag.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a big image and lots of people want to look at it at the same time.
Yep, pretty much, but Blake's the behind-the-scenes gentleman that also reports.
He's the behind-the-scenes gentleman. I think that's the best title, hang on. Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Staff.
Staff
page.
Behind-the-scenes gentleman.
Occupation, behind-the-scenes gentleman.
That sounds so dodgy. You think of that? I'm so bad at this. Reviewer-in-chief form admin. Sweet. That's... Yeah, you
yeah,
need this.
That's got to be done. Save.
Oh,
and
God.
Upload.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go. Blake, your occupation on Sonic Rex and Star Page now be updated to behind-the-scenes gentleman. There we go.
Oh, dear. I'm not going to comment on that. Yeah, I told you, it sounds wrong if you think about it, but I'm one of those people. My mind strays. You have to keep it on a leash.
Don't forget Blake's middle name, Fangirl Scream, yes.
What's his middle name?
You know Fangirl Scream.
Really?
No, not really, but if you look to our forum every now and again, you know...
You know what? I've been busy. I've been really effing busy destroying all of my other belongings that I had to leave behind on the mainland. But no, nobody has to care about that. I didn't attend to the forum. No. I wasn't busy at all. Pokemon? What?
Something about making love, not Pokemon.
Make love, not Warcraft, baby. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I need to stop with the Warcraft. I think they'll all just fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, but that's pretty cool. I reckon an entire comic out of these could be made if I had enough.
I'm sure we could get enough. Trust me, they're pretty cheap. I'll have to ask him for it on Facebook, which is what I use instead of.
Could you imagine the size of the damn thing? It'd have to be a.
Oh, you want to make a whole comic? Oh my God. That'd be like a Guinness. That's no.
World's biggest sprite comic.
You're insane. I'll leave it at that.
I'm not insane.
Yeah, you're insane. You'd need millions of these little sucky things because each single.
I'm not insane. I'm just mildly losing it. There's a distinct difference there.
Yeah. If you go without Warcraft, it's like, eh. It depends. Everybody has their reason, but.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
That is indeed the case.
But I've yet to have a true reason to need to, so it's all good. To which point he winces. Don't worry, you don't have to pay for it for another month, at least.
Yeah, I don't. That's the thing. I don't have to pay for it for another month. Gee, thank you so much.
Well, I could pay for it from then on out, but that would come out of my money. So I was like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fail on you.
Me, yourself. We'll have to get... Oh, God. What is that?
Wonder Man.
Why does he have the big hands?
Because he just does.
Oh. Weird.
I don't know why. I'm sure there's a reason.
Huh.
But
weird. I'll never understand them.
Yeah. They've been particularly clear. But yes, the flight was good. Yeah,
pretty much. It just was straightforward. They held me over at the border patrol there for a second just to make sure my stuff was together. And sure enough, I was about ready to have my heart explode at that point. But, you know, anybody would be after my experience. So I was just nervous. But they came back and they're like, okay, it's all good. Just go ahead. And sure enough. Of course, the other half of the story is I had tried to contact him. Kevin here earlier by saying, oh, the flight's going to be delayed. And to which point on the screen they said it was going to be 4 hours later, and we had arrived on time, if not early, so I was going to be at the airport for a good extra 4 hours, but sure enough, for whatever reason, he didn't get the message, so he was
there. Oh, no, he did get the message.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, because Echo's dad rang me up on my mobile at midnight when I was actually trying to get to sleep. Because I had to be up early, because there was an early plane coming in. However, I thought it rather best, luckily, to check that the flight was indeed delayed, that someone was expected in at 4 hours later than it was. And lo and behold, I actually found out that it was arriving 8 minutes early. So either they'd got Concorde out of retirement just to get Becky in the country, in which case, good on you. Good on you, Air France and British Airways. It's really kind of you to do that. Or whoever owns what remains of Concorde now to cobble it together and what have you. Or alternatively, there was something wrong there.
Mm-hmm. The more likely possibility.
You'd have thought. You would have thought. You biting my shoulder?
No.
Anyway, of course, the big news of the week. This was the big news of the week.
For him.
Stuff everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who cares about a new Sonic game?
No.
Well, no, it's not really a Sonic game, really.
Well, it's got Sonic in it.
It's got Sonic in it, therefore it's a Sonic game in that sense. But, of course, we did actually have the announcement of, Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. Please don't start on the title, there's nothing I can do about it.
I don't know. The title, I thought it was Sega All-Stars Racing, but that was just me.
No, Sonic and Sega All-Stars
Racing. Sonic and Sega, so it's like Sonic's like, what's up, bitches?
Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. I think the best way to think about it this time is, if you want to think of it as like a Superstars game, that's probably the best way of doing it. But of course, the thing with the last Superstars game was loads of people complained about how it just seemed to be quite a lot of Sonic. So it's almost like Sonic's got equal billing now. The Sonic universe is such size now. Versus the Sega universe, that
I guess
it's almost got like joint billing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you sometime about the story of the title. At one stage, I was naming the game. My suggestion was a lot better. But the title is what the title is, and the game is what the game is. As you can see, we've got we've announced a few characters so far.
Sonic's going to be in it.
Yes, funnily enough, he is.
Do you know
who else is going to be in it?
Eggman, I know.
Dr. Eggman has been announced.
Well, he's been in the trailer.
That was has been announced.
Yes.
Amigo.
Amigo, yes, was also featured. Tails was also featured.
Tails indeed was also featured. In the screenshots, there was Amy.
That's correct.
And Amy, as I was quick to point out, was actually driving a variation of her car from Sonic R.
Well, there you go. I never really liked that car.
Which is pretty cool.
Never cared much for it. I was always a Sonic geek at Sonic R, and I loved Sonic R with a passion.
This was back in the day, of course, when Amy was nowhere near as fast as she is now, because she can practically keep up with Sonic now.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Note the word practically.
I don't know. There's a lot of evidence to say that.
It goes back. Yeah, I know, but it goes back to the point where.
I mean, he lets her kind of catch, which is where the whole cat and mouse. There's a possible love relationship.
We're suggesting basically that Sonic's a git who likes to play with Amy's heart.
Oh, you didn't know that already?
Oh no, I'm just going. I'm aware of this. Yeah. You're aware of this.
Yeah, it's quite.
Just no example of Sonic being a bastard.
A little bit. Just a little bit. Just a one little eccentric fan girl.
Hey, I'm going to break your mind.
What? You honestly thought she had an inch of sanity still in her before she began this whole obsessive charge?
I think the best version of showing what Amy could have been if she had actually gone insane was the Archie universe.
Oh yeah, where she
one
goes
recently
with the other
where
guy.
He finds the anti Amy Amy stuff, who took the aging ring at the whatever it was that was the plot MacGuffin that made Amy older and what she was now. I brought Amy basically in line with the game. But in the Archie storyline, the anti Amy. It aged her body, but her mind was kind of broken and destroyed by it, and she was driven completely insane. So Auntie Amy is just Rosie the Rascal. Yeah. She even uses the old name, Rosie the Rascal, is completely insane.
Rosie the Rascal.
Absolutely off her trolley. I see Sonics. I want to smash Sonics. It's like, okay.
She does that now sometimes if she's really... wonky.
She did an old style hammer, which is kind of wrong because Amy, she never had a hammer back in that continuity. But they gave her a hammer that was actually worse than the Pico Pico hammer, and it broke the Pico Pico hammer. That's kind of bad.
Yeah.
A hammer of that nature must be really, really bad. Anyway. But yeah, so we had this game that was announced. We had a very nice trailer. I suggest you go on to, if you've not seen it yet, it's on Rex, but there's also the YouTube one, which is on the Sega Europe account. I know that because I uploaded it. And he's also actually, we have a vast array of trailers the other day, in that we had on Thursday when we announced Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. We also had the Bayonetta E3 trailer we revealed. There was an Alpha Protocol CGI trailer. And on the Friday, there was also the latest Let's Tap video for Bubble Voyager. Wow.
What?
Well, we've certainly got a lot of hits. We're now the 13th most viewed director's account in the UK/US. It's pretty good. That's pretty damn good. And of course, I'm not going to be in Monday, so I can't take the credit for it. So Martin probably will, the bastard. Anyway.
Oh well.
I'll have to prod him with a stick and go, look what I've done. I look for it. It'll be on the email. Somebody will respond and go, excellent work, Martin. Excellent work, Martin. Yes, well done, Martin. Anyway, I kid, me and Martin going so well. For the most part. let me just put the link in the chat. Here we go.
It's been ball. I'm just
kidding. Auntie Amy's maybe the Yandere version of Amy. 24/7 streams playing up again, apparently. There we go. There's the link to the trailer. where you'll get to see Tails' plane come car come plane.
If it couldn't fly, you know, he wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot stick.
Well, no, because Tails was in Drift.
Yeah, well, Drift blew ass, kind of. It was a pain. And that was one of the rare exceptions, because I'm sure if he didn't, then I'm sure Sega would have let him go.
Amigo's driving, I don't know, what was the one? Maraca? Maraca car.
The Maraca car.
He's driving the face of Barack Obama.
Oh, boy. I'm not going to live that one down.
Obama mania is running wild, especially on Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing.
He's cool, but he's a little too cool. He's starting to freak me out.
Barack Obama downloadable content to appear in Samba de Amigo as one of the characters.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine that? That would be terrible, actually. Sonic's got a sort of blue roadster sports car thing. And II's got a big bunch of bananas that.
Unsurprisingly. But I think Eggman had his traditional vehicle.
No, Eggman had a big. Well, he had that, but attached to it with four big sort of monster truck, 4x4 type.
Yeah, basically.
Build.
He has this traditional thing, but they put wheels
on it. Yeah, so the Egg-O-Matic's still there. Yeah. As the centre of it all.
It wouldn't be Bowser if it wasn't his little, whatever the hell, smiley, pissy faced cup of doom was, so you can't get rid of Eggman's.
Smiley, pissy faced cup of doom.
Well, if you hit it, it gets mad at you. I'm not kidding. Well, at least that's what I remember. But then again, I was a kid, and I've had a lot of head injuries since then, so it's a possibility. Whatever. It's all good.
But apparently somebody says it's better than Sonic Gliders, which I'm assuming means Sonic
Riders. Which, of course, he would agree with you, but at which point I would kindly and thoughtfully just say...
Mouth123 says, wow, Sonic has faster car, better than Mario's. Whoop.
Well, the fact that it can, you know, punch.
I think they should bring in the Shining Force characters, says the Ollie B.
Nice.
Yes, whatever you say. But yeah, we're just sort of looking at the trailer. Sonic owns all. And the monkeys are left in the dust.
Of course.
But there's.
And then he goes and has this little crash, but he's like, oh, look what I can do, bitch! Poof! And gets.
Super engine, and through there.
Any beast through it all.
And there's as people sort of noted, it's sort of it appears to be a sort of mix of Green Hill and Seaside Hill.
If
you go onto the trailer at pretty much a minute dead on, you'll see one of the old stone whales. And obviously the final inset is just dead on Seaside Hill. But there's one of the old stone whales, the non-fail whales from Seaside Hill are out there.
Yep.
Wow, nearly 60,000 people have seen that video now. That's pretty cool.
Bentley Jones.
So it should be in a Bentley Jones, you mean? No, that's a bit dodgy. We're not going to have any Bentley.
Oh, Christ. No, Shadow does not need to be on a chopper.
Get on the chopper!
Dude, that thing went 5 miles per hour. I was literally like, no.
It was a badass bike.
It was a badass bike that somebody did a comic, very aptly so, of him just literally, and it just, ugh. That thing did, it was slow as all hell, and it just was completely useless.
And we'll have to find out who gets, gets revealed next, whether or not it's a Sonic character or a Sega character or it's only Sonic character.
I hope Shadow's not in it,
you hope Shadow's not in it.
Yeah, that's like, you know, I think, you know, if you overuse the character, you just, it's gonna lose flavor to it. I mean, it's
like Blaze.
Kinda, yeah, actually.
One of the things I've said actually in feedback is that. You're kind of overusing Blaze.
Well, I mean, I liked her representation in most of the stuff that she's being put in, but I think Shadow's even gotten even more push, but...
Well, Shadow's a high-level character.
Just because he was introduced in the 2001 or
Shadow's popularity is as such that, you know, there are certain things that Shadow lends himself to.
Right.
So I don't know. Really.
I can understand where he versus
may,
Blaze.
He may not. I don't know. I haven't seen the character this properly.
The character I don't want is Silver!
Silver, yeah, Silver. No, actually, Silver was the one I was saying was getting overused quite a lot as well, because it was like, zero gravity, yeah, well, buggy Blaze and Silver! I was like, I found it out and I just went to them like, why have they chosen those characters? Really?
Well, I mean, Blaze is in more games than Silver is. But that's only because she had her weird, odd representation.
She's got the two Rush games.
Exactly. But
although saying that, Silver's got two Rivals games.
Yep. That's true. But which came first? That's right!
The egg.
Yeah, that's true. No, that first thing. Oh, I love Silver. Don't get me wrong. I love a lot of things about him. Except I haven't actually played the game where he debuted in, but that should soon be amended.
Wait, the game that he debuted in, he's only close to debut twice.
Right.
Because as Sonic 06 never happened, he had to debut again and meet Sonic again.
I think that's a load of crock. I think Mephiles is coming back. I think there's a lot. I mean, I know what the game's about, but I've never actually played said game, but still.
You think Mephiles is coming back, do you?
Personally, that's my own personal speculation. Do not believe it for one second, but that's just yeah.
Oh, she thinks Mephiles is coming back.
Shut up!
Mephiles isn't coming back. Mephiles doesn't... spoiler warning. Cover your hands over your... He doesn't exist anymore.
I don't believe that. No, that makes two of us, Spinball.
Everyone fails. No. I think Fija has a comic on this very situation.
He's not dead yet. What do you mean yet? He's
everyone
out of time.
Fails but you. Right. We're going to have another music break now.
Okay.
And we're going to start it off with some Sonic R, so that makes sense. We're back in Time, which it's one of my favourites, actually. From Sonic R.
That's not my favourite.
I know it's not your favourite, but it doesn't. It's one of the ones that doesn't get that big, that good. That good a rap, but it doesn't. It's not a question of that. It's sort of, it's one of those ones that's sort of forgotten.
Yeah.
But I like Back in Time. So I mean, it's the one that everyone forgets. Mm-hmm. Everyone remembers all the other ones like Diamond in the Sky and it's between Time to Meet and Work It Out, whether or not people remember it.
Yeah, that's the
and
one.
And Can You Feel the Sunshine Living in the City, everyone knows. Anyway, so we've got that. Then we've got something from Sonic Adventure 2, which I can't really see. Then we've got from Placebo and the album Without You I'm Nothing, Pure Morning, which I've played on Frederick several times before, but it's an awesome song. I haven't heard it for a while. So we've got those coming up. Mm-hmm. And then we'll probably go through the questions, actually. Questions and answers, answers and questions, with a catchphrase I can no longer use because now you're here as well. You've ruined my catchphrase, man.
I've ruined a lot of things. This is only the beginning.
Sometimes at night, So take me back in time. which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. My Japanese is better, and when she's pressed she will undress, and then she's boxing clever. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. A friend indeed, a friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Pure morning, pure morning, pure morning, pure morning, pure.
Chat room. Vidra asks what idea that we've had as a result of his comic. We're not going to tell you. You'll see. You'll see. Biafra and a couple of people have got along with some questions, just seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think Blue Dude says, I think the only reason Sado has a fan base is because SA2 was so good.
Well, that's true too, but I think as a character as well, I don't think that's the only reason. Spimble says
Shadow has a fan base because there are too many emos in the world.
Oh, stuff it. You know, it's all a facade. It's all... It's one aspect. I mean, you and I, we identify with the character. That's kind of how we met in a weird way, because mm-hmm. I found your site and it was shadow based, and I actually really, really thoroughly enjoyed it, to which point I got into contact you with it and so on, and the rest is history. But based on that, we're not necessarily emo, but it's more of a darker view to everything. Rather than just saying per se emo, oh, I want to cut myself, oh, I want to destroy everything, oh, you know, that's a very linear line of thinking, but that's not what his character is at all. That's what he starts out as. He's like, oh, I want revenge, I want to destroy, and then he realizes, and it turns.
Well, no, it wasn't even that. He thought that's what Maria wanted.
Well, I know.
All the time he was just trying to maintaining his promise.
Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, is so fairly damnable.
He's an honorable character.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's always too honourable a character. He's not prepared to just completely do anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of this. Peter cowers in fear as our idea.
Oh, he probably should.
Cowers in fear at our idea.
He'll see. When he sees it, it'll be too late. That's all you have to say.
When he sees it, it will be too late. Excellent. Anyway, it's time for more questions and answers. Answers and questions with some Q&A UK NDH.
Yep. See, you can say it.
Everyone fails because they're doing umpteen billion
questions. And they're long, complex, and are open-ended. Yeah, something like that. Esness.
There we go. If we do these alternatively, because seven for me and seven for you.
Mm-hmm. If you want.
Okay.
You can crank yours out first, if you want. That's fine. I don't mind.
Down. I'll go first. Which non-German accented version of Dracula do you like? Why do people... that seems to be the things I keep being asked. If it's not people asking me if I played Chrono Trigger, it's like Dracula. Like, what? Why? Which non-German accented version of Dracula do you like, including excluding Christopher Lee? That one. The one with the German accent. He's the one I like. Echo, did you bring one of your pets from home?
Unfortunately.
Thank you so much for this question, Taliku.
He wouldn't let me. I had to leave them all behind, including the kitty who loved me and that he hates. So it just... You hated Sarah.
I didn't hate Sarah.
She jumped on you in the middle of the night. Like
Sarah, I think any cat that when you're trying to get to sleep just randomly comes in the room and then jumps on top of you when you're trying to sleep.
She's a smuggler.
Pain in the fucking ass, or she is.
You're not a pain in the ass, you were my best friend ever. No, but I'm probably going to miss it the most, as awkward as that probably sounds, but no, I was not able to due to the two simple reasons, one being that there probably isn't enough space, and the other reason being that he first needed to make sure that he could take care of me before he could take care of some other living animal that couldn't identify their needs via vocally.
Blake Draco says Ozzy's always here.
I know, I've already said I'm going to go.
When not... adopting your cat.
No, but I'm probably going to be over there to love on him anyway, so at least I have Ozzy. You know, he'll love me. He'll be my buddy if he's not out rolling around in the street because Blake can no longer put up with him.
I reckon Blake's house is a bit like the Flintstones.
I have no idea.
You know, you remember the ending to the Flintstones where the saber-toothed cat locks Fred out of the house. I reckon that's exactly the same at Blake Draco's house. I reckon Ozzy the cat.
Well,
he tries to put Ozzy out for a night. Ozzy leaps through a window, beats up Blake. Beats up Blake with his own litter tray. Throws him out onto the streets.
Pretty much.
People feel sorry for him. They give him money, and that's how he gets all this money. He wakes up every day and we're covered in bits of change and he wonders what happens, but he can't remember. Can never recall.
Quite.
Question two. Have you played any game on the 360 using Wi-Fi? I'm saying this since me and my friend Matt, aka Primal Moron, have done this yesterday on...
It's using screen name.
BB.
Have you...
Any game on the 360 using Wi-Fi?
Yeah, like a Wi-Fi connection rather than Wi-Fi controllers.
Mine's... yours is... The 360 is linked through...
Ethernet.
Through hardwire.
Hardwire. Yeah. Direct connection.
Direct connection is the right term.
Yep.
About that. Echo, question two. Have you seen Up?
Unfortunately, no, but I have seen the... I wasn't aware if it was out yet. I was under the impression that it wasn't, but I've seen
it. I don't think it is. It's not out over here yet.
No, I thought it was supposed to come out soon, though. But I've seen a lot of the trailers, and I've also seen some behind the scenes, and it just looks like a really, really, I mean, good film. And, it's made, I believe, by Pixar, Disney's Pixar. And so that right there, I've never even seen WALL-E either, which my mother has, like, totally poured on me. It's like, oh, it says Eva all damn day. I was like, okay, so it says his name. That's great. But
it says the name of a robot.
The other robot, female. The female-like. They don't even have true genders. It's just like the sleek and more modern robot that has a slightly female voice versus.
What you're saying is there's two asexual beings having a
relationship. Yes, and completely like non-sentient. They're just AI. So it's like
oh, you just reminded me of the most awesome aliens in the world.
What?
From Futurama. Do you remember the Neutrals?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen as much Futurama as you have.
The Neutrals from Futurama are basically just is like the political correctness taken to such a level. That's where they are neutral. They're completely grey.
I think I have seen.
And there was any statement was just completely devoid of emotion. It was like if I should die, tell my wife hello. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, Ambassador? I have no strong opinion one way or the other.
Things
like that. I don't see it out yet.
If
they were on. If they would include one of Capcom's hotties.
Boobs.
In Smash Brothers 4, who would it be? I.e., Chun-Li, Felicia, Morgan. Roll, Nina, Cat. I would have thought they'd more likely to have Roll in there, as they would be more likely to have Mega Man. If that makes sense.
I was never really a Capcom person, so wouldn't know.
I would expect, frankly, Mega Man to be in the next one. And if that's the case, in some form or another, possibly Roll would. Be on there as well. Question 3 for you, my sweet. Have you been in a wild goose chase? Well, this literally. Have you ever chased a wild goose?
The actual answer to that is yes, but it ended abruptly as the goose turned about and bit me as a child.
You don't have much luck with things, but things seem to bite you. Horse bit you.
The horse nipped me, but that's because I kind of annoyed it, and that was my own fault. Yeah, it took a good chunk. Well, it wanted to take a good chunk, but being that it was an herbivore, it did not have the ability to do so, and just instead made a big-ass mark. But, no, I was bitten by a goose when I was a bit younger than that. But luckily, those don't have any teeth either, really, so it just spooked me more than anything, flew away, hissing generally at me. yeah, pretty much. You wouldn't think they could hiss, but they do hiss. Yeah. Geese hiss.
They do indeed hiss.
Yes.
Hiss off. Question 4. Did you know the voice actress of Sheena from Tales of Symphonia also did Naomi in Metal Gear Solid and Samus in Metroid Prime? No, I didn't, actually.
Really? That's surprising, considering you absolutely adore that character.
The character, yeah. I mean, is it English voice actress or Japanese voice actress?
I think it was English.
That's pretty good that she nailed the role of Samus.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
But not as hot as Sheena.
Yeah.
Who's not as hot as you? Okay. She's just up there.
No, I'm well aware she's on the list.
Oh, yeah.
She's high up on that list.
Question 4. Should your hedgehog form have a roboticized version? That's an interesting question. That's like Sonic Rex storyline type.
Yeah, well, I guess I would say against it, but that's just because I suppose that's a bit of an overused premise, whereas we've got, the Tails doll, Metal Knuckles, Metal Sonic, I think
Mecha Hawk.
No, I've got enough forms for her. As a matter of fact, in one roleplay, I do believe we turned her half metallic. We had never turned her full metallic, but that was to appease Metal Sonic in a way that was
there. I think, Teleku, it's actually quite funny that you said that question.
I have no idea what he's talking about for the record, so, but I'll leave that. I have a bad feeling about that now. Now that he's just mentioned that and the fact that Metal Sonic's currently my superior, that's not sitting well with me already. And this will be coming out during dinner. Or so help me.
I'll give you the rundown of what's going to happen.
All right, that helps. All right. Okay. That helps.
Question five. Why is it that you said Final Fantasy VII is Square's version of Sonic 1, yet Square is trying to fill in the plot holes left open in the first one, not by fan request? Did I say that?
I have no idea if you said that. That's like asking intelligent questions of me of the past. I couldn't tell you.
Pass.
Pass, yeah.
Square is trying to fill in plot holes left open in the first one, not by fan requests. No, by the requests of that they know they can make lots of money out of it. It's slightly different.
So. Well, that's
Sonic
seven.
1 didn't really have a plot.
Well, it did, but it was the... Let's just say that the Sonic 1 came out at a time when video games didn't need a big, thick, embroidered, beautiful, well-constructed storyline. It just came out. It was fun. You played the game and you remember it and you cherish it dearly.
That's very true. I mean, the thing to remember about storylines is that if there's a storyline in it,
mm-hmm.
you either go, this isn't anywhere near the amount of storyline I want, or there is no story.
Overkill.
And if there's no story, then you go, well, where's the storyline?
Right.
So, no one can ever win. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Well, it depends. I mean, I suppose there's certain games that, you know, they actually find that holy middle ground where it's just enough to get you into the game, but not so much that, or you are expecting enough to just completely engross you into it. So I suppose it's just, it varies. It truly does.
Bibes, is any chance of future AUK and Echo shows? Yeah, pretty much all of them from now on.
Well, and if you don't like it, then, you know.
I can boot her off, it's fine.
You'll have to take a vote because I won't go down that easily.
RSO asks, are you registering an account on SSMB anytime soon?
Oh, I actually have an account, but
no,
I
no, it's not there anymore because it went down, didn't
oh.
it?
Oh, well, I don't know if it did. I've every time I've ever logged on, it's been there. I just usually go on. I think the last time I was on it was to register for SOS last year.
Yeah, but then of course we had the loss of the entire
Then it's not there, but that's not my fault, so then I guess it's not, but I'll re-register probably when I actually find time apart from, you know, traveling the world, settling into new housing and other activities.
Excuses so a quick look through.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope Sega tries to do us any favors by making Silver the Hedgehog game.
You know, that couldn't be the worst idea, but at the same time, I just again, everybody keeps right now in the chat room. They're just digging. Oh, nice hitting.
Yeah.
All right, but they're totally digging in on the Silver the Hedgehog, but he's not a bad character. See, no. See, you're making the noise.
Yeah, basically. But. That's the sort of noise that kind of character makes you make.
Well, then you haven't explored his full character yet. I mean, honestly, they haven't had enough independent time with the character. I mean, they featured him in Black Knight, they featured him in the Rivals games, which, you know, shouldn't really have that much acting anyway. And they featured him in 2006, which never really happened anyway.
No, it did not.
Per se. So... it's hard to identify a character except for what premises he's in and what his motivation and so on and so forth. And again, this is again with the deeper storyline stuff, but that's what I'm into because I feel like there's more to the Sonic games, which is kind of a nice feature of it, than just playing the game and enjoying the game and gameplay and, you know, effects and visuals and all that other stuff. But, you know, Silver as a character, I genuinely actually quietly like. But I don't think he's been given the opportunity to display that sort of depth and texture to his character. So that's just my personal stand.
Riddick DM says that his all.
Oh, this next
cat does. No. I think maybe it was the Flintstones thing, actually. Oh. Took him kicking him out.
Kicking him out. That's cute. That's.
Vija says, yes, he is.
Yeah.
Not sure what that was about.
Probably about Silver, I suspect.
Yeah, perhaps.
Because he's not bad. He's just been. Again, you know, I give everybody a second chance, but if you genuinely suck like certain characters do, I will not even give you a second look.
Actually, that's a good thing that someone said Zero, and Earthlock says classic fanboys hate Zero despite being obviously more awesome. So isn't that about a bit like Shadow with Sonic? It's like, Shadow's obviously more awesome than Sonic.
Yeah, pretty much. In his own.
I think pretty much.
About Sega versus Capcom. Oh boy.
What, would that be the same Sega versus Capcom that everyone apparently,
No, they're doing...
6 months ago, people were saying that, like, yeah, Sega vs. Capcom, they're going to announce it soon. No. Everyone was convinced of it and going, Sega vs. Capcom.
That's not what's going to happen.
And nothing occurred because we were sitting down at work going...
Nope.
What?
No, what is it? They have another game that's coming out. It's something versus
Capcom versus... Yeah,
I forget what it is.
Ichenbaugen or something.
No, it's not Ichenbaugen or whatever.
Engelbaum.
All I know is on the cover, I saw Batman and, like, one of the guys from Mortal Kombat.
What?
Capcom
versus DC versus NK.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what I was thinking of. What?
That is so faked.
I hope it was, because that's a terrible idea. Pitting Batman against anybody is a bad idea, but...
Oh, well, MK versus DC Universe was obviously an actual game.
I don't know what's what anymore, but all I saw was Mortal Kombat and Batman.
Oh, Tatsunoko. Tatsunoko.
I don't know who that is or what it is.
That's the other company.
Okay, cool for them. Midway versus DC, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't Midway versus DC, although technically Midway have no other characters. Or finance. Or stocks, or shares, or anything.
Well, in
or
this building, market,
or,
that's not
or
saying
hope.
Too much.
Really?
You know, they do.
Unless EA is going to indeed buy them. Was it EA, or was it somebody else?
Screw EA.
Somebody was going to buy them.
Anyway.
Back to the plot. There's question five. Have you been to Indiana, which is my home state, says Talico to you?
Yes, I have been to Indiana, but I've never spent more than a couple hours there because I've always ever traveled through it.
So you didn't go to Erie, Indiana?
No. I only passed through to go to... I was going to pass through to go to Illinois on a couple of occasions, but yeah, I did go through the state, but I never stayed long and I didn't really think very highly of it. Based on the roadways, mind you, or the driving, but that's two separate things.
Question six for me is, would you use an enormous one-handed sword or a medium-sized katana? I know what a katana is.
A one-handed sword? They're not, there's no such thing as that. That's,
yeah, it's one-handed sword.
They're two-handed. Gigantic, great swords, two-handed.
Well, you can have a one-handed sword.
Eh.
You can use a sword one-handed.
Or a medium-sized two-handed katana. Mm-hmm. I have a katana. I couldn't bring it, though.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
No, it's not because... I don't have it at the house right now.
Where is it?
It's one of my exes, actually, who's a good friend of mine, still. Zachary's. He's very...
Oh, that.
Yeah. What's oh, that? What kind of a response is oh, that?
Oh, that one.
Oh, okay.
I should have said, as opposed to oh, that.
The good part is, he may screw up, but I'm a quick forgiver if he actually makes amends. So he may keep his head yet. So. You didn't make a choice.
Questions?
You didn't make a choice.
Well, I'm trying to think what the gatekeeper sword is, and the gatekeeper sword.
Gatekeeper
whore?
I'm so used to saying before the horde. But anyway, No, but the Gatekeeper's sword is definitely a two-handed greatsword.
Yes.
Easily.
But it's...
Because it's so effing heavy.
Yeah, but Andrus is capable of...
Yeah, he can... Well,
he can wield it one-handed.
That's because he's Angelus! Nobody else is supposed to even pick the damn thing up! Which, as we know, Ben's character found out twice.
Yes.
Yeah, quite. Which we still need to work on that series as a later announcement.
Yeah.
Eventually. Maybe. Yeah, well, now that I live with you,
one day I'll write. One day I'll write the rest of the Redux here and tie everything up okay.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for your sanity, or lack thereof.
And pigs will fly.
Or she says as apparently a helicopter goes over carrying pigs.
Or a pig.
Oh great, it's a police helicopter.
Woohoo! Well, we have the sirens, so you know they have to use the helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And question 6 for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would be 6 other forms you would what?
6 other forms you would want in order to be a 7 force force-like creature, robots from Gunstar Heroes.
I have no idea.
Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with the game. And if I am, I've forgotten, so.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm not that much either.
I forget, the name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you, and that's just how it is. So.
Yeah. So, question 7 is. Why have I got Dracula again? What's up with you guys?
Apparently, they think you quietly select.
Apparently, I play D&D as well, which is news to me.
Wow!
I play D&D? Wow! Should Dracula return to D&D? If you want to know what I mean, Dracula was in an old D&D campaign called Vampyr.
Yes, that was it.
Pronounced Vampire.
Vampire, yeah, that's all correct.
Yeah, why not?
I guess. I thought there was always a possibility, but then again, all the game...
Dracula himself.
No, the game masters I ever played with did whatever the hell they wanted, which is what you do as a game master.
And to be honest, Dracula doesn't have a German accent, he has a Transylvanian accent.
Well, he came... I forget what
the
origin
was. It's a bit like a German accent, but slightly posher.
Yeah.
Actually, he's not that far away from Gentleman. It's not very far away from the spy from TF2. But maybe that's why the spy's update is actually a vampire.
Would make a bit of sense.
Yes. Blood-sucking is next.
Yeah, it's hard, yeah.
Yes. Gentleman.
Well, he didn't. Where are you going?
I can go wherever I like. Orisama says, what do you think of the recent Gumball Eyes meme? I answered that question last week.
I don't really do a lot of memes, so. And that's what I call them, not memes. I call them memes. I don't know why.
Yeah, people call them different. I just call them memes.
Yeah, but no, I think I've done one in the past, which was a Sonic one, which other people seemed to like, but nobody really looked at. And the other one I was interested in doing was the one that, Trippy made, but I haven't finished it yet, which is the fan gen one.
Which yeah, I haven't the whole, finished the whole idea page. Of using the gumball eyes, I think, I mean, it's really cool. Now, I maintain, and I still maintain, that people should still be going, whenever something is not going right, they should go, it's no use!
Nice.
In big caps letters, because.
I guess.
I just think it really does deserve.
Yeah.
It's not because I think a line deserves to be a meme, but
mm-hmm.
It's like oh my god, Spy is a vampire. You sapper will suck blood. Actually, yeah.
Actually, I
spy
need
Spy is sapping my scout. Sucking my dispenser.
Well, that'd be interesting, because I could take the life from the other character and then heal yours, and it'd be immobilized and weird stuff like that, and I need to play TF2, because I've never done it. I've just watched you play.
Garlic bombs.
And then people hear me in the background laughing and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, dude. But yeah. Once I finish this Mafia game on Facebook... Mafia game on Facebook sucks! Play it on MySpace, I'll put you in my mob. That's all. End game. But yeah. What's the...
Yeah, I know what Gumball Eyes is!
Gumballs.
I should know. I work in the same company as the man that ended up coining it. Accidentally. Technically my opposite number, because it was clumsy awkward,
you didn't
I got
one more question.
Yeah, I know. I'm going back.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Question 7.
Why is it that you and AAUK pronounce NES asterisk NES as Nez and Ness and as Snez or Snez? The reason why I say it is just you could say NES, or you could say SNES, which stands for Nintendo Entertainment Center or Super Nintendo Entertainment Center. But I just like saying NES. Yeah, you're probably more right than I am, but but either way, it was just, it's SNES, and NES was just kind of an easier way of saying it. I mean, you could pronounce it.
I think you'll find that most people, I think most people in Europe certainly maybe refer to it as NES and SNES.
I think I heard it from
rather
somewhere.
Rather than NES and SNES. I've never known anyone to refer to the Super Nintendo as an SNES. It's always been SNES.
I forget what I used to call it. I just used to call it Nintendo, the Nintendo system, because guess what? That's all we owned. That's all we had. And then to which point I looked over at my friend who lived like a block down from me, who had the Genesis and the Echo the Dolphin game and the Sonic the Hedgehog game, and I was jealous. I was so hugely jealous, and that was my first time I ever saw those games.
And that was the first time she OD'd.
No, I was always trying to sneak over to her house to steal her Genesis or to play it or to whatever. That and her Jurassic Park toys that I was just crazy over. But, yeah, pretty much. Mm. That was my first encounter, which then became my last encounter for about 10 years until SA2 was introduced to me by another good friend of mine, who I've had to part ways with due to the move. But I'll still be hanging out with her on WoW because we're cool like that. And she's a paladin. Sweet. So, yeah. Pretty much. Straight now. So what, we can continue.
We'll go through this.
A little bit quicker.
Dr. Hedgehog says, have you heard about the new Mario and Sonic Olympic game coming soon?
No! Actually, there's a bit of a joke behind that, because I heard about it a week later, and everybody's like, you haven't heard of this? You haven't heard of this? I was like, no. To which point they all laugh and point at the trailer.
Everyone was quite impressed at work, actually, that you didn't know.
And really?
Yet you were my fiancé, and you somehow didn't know.
You didn't tell me! Not my fault! I guess.
So, to answer your question, Dante, yes, I do know about that.
Yeah.
No, it's like at the Olympic Games.
No, you're kidding!
Question 2. Secret Rings or Black Knight?
I haven't played Black Knight, so it's got to be Secret Rings for me. But with
it's
that,
Black Knight for me.
Well, I haven't played it, so when I play
it,
I'll
play both. It's Black Knight for me because I don't like Secret Rings.
You didn't go through the horrors that Secret Ring brought when they said go through the entire level and don't get any rings. To which point, at the end, for the last 20 feet, they packed the whole damn thing with rings and no monsters to hurt you and dump rings. And
since Sonic is nice to win, what would Darkness be Knight of? This is Darkness is in that character there, incidentally. Knight of the Kitty Litter.
Nice, real nice.
Knight of the Whiskers. Knight of the Felix.
If it's a cat, then yeah, that could go.
Knight of the Felix.
Knight of the Felix.
Or maybe we can take that aside for and do Knights of the Helix. You're a knight of DNA, basically. Mm-hmm. Well done. And biologist. Question 4. Do you find Mario fans annoying?
Not really.
Not really?
You don't have a problem with them. You haven't had to encounter them and put up with them. And the fact that their heathen nature defies
us. Of course, I've never come across a Mario fan ever in any form or walk of life.
I'm sure you will online, but you've never met one in person, and heathen nature. You must understand.
I've never met one in person. It's not like I didn't invite a load of Mario sites to the first community day that I ever did, actually, which was for Mario and Sonic.
And did they show up?
Yes.
And did they give you crap because you like Sonic and not Mario?
Nope.
Well, then you haven't met Mario fans like I've met Mario fans.
Douchebag fans are douchebag fans no matter what color they want to nail to their mast.
I suppose that's true, but I've yet to meet a bastard Sonic fan, so.
How the hell have you done that in this particular community of ours? Because believe it, there are
okay,
loads.
I'll admit Rorai was a little rude to me at the beginning, but we didn't know each other.
Yeah, but that was the situation.
That was a long
then.
Time ago, and that wasn't then. Really based on Sonic at all.
Rory's not a douchebag, Rory's just Rory.
Yeah, that's what I've come to learn, so, yeah.
But there are plenty of douches in the Sonic community.
I guess.
But they're found out quick. This is mainly for me, I think. Amy Rose or Crystal? From Star Wars Adventures.
Dude, she wears a two-piece in Adventures and pretty much everything else.
To be honest, let's put it like Crystal's got the better music. She's got that awesome sax.
And she also busts a lot more ass and everything.
Amy busts more ass.
You think so?
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what Crystal's theme from that is, I'm just going to quickly put it on. This is actually done by David Wise. And it's an awesome track. So, it's just cool sax. Hang on. I'd say Amy, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really...
As hot a fox as Crystal is.
She's a blue fox. But then again, you've had a few fox incidences, so I understand.
Yeah, so I've got a thing against foxes now, of course.
Well, not two-tailed ones, but still, the rest of them you're wearing.
I know, he'd just be most upset by that. But as he claimed responsibility for them anyway, as part of his devious plan in order to take over from Sonic Rex.
Yeah, I see.
It's all part of his grand scheme. Mm-hmm. The devious bastard. Right.
Well, you were a deviant in what you created, so therefore he must be more deviant in order to acquire it. So.
Yes, but we're not as deviant as Power Rings.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Although saying that, they did compliment me once, didn't they? I can't remember what one it was now, but even Power Rings is what that's just really cool. That's sick that you thought that.
Yeah.
Quite. What are Power Rings doing, actually? I haven't been there.
There's a lot of people just picking over Link.
Bowser or Ganon? What? As a sexual partner? Or what? One's a giant dinosaur, one's a pig. I mean, what do you want?
Well, it depends which one you go with.
Okay, well, actually, this parent says Bowser or Ganon.
I'd go with Ganon.
You would.
Shut up! Oh, I could hit you for that! I really could! I could! He's a man! He's got iron, I don't know, everything. But,
he's a giant pig.
And he's a horrible, horrible creature. No, that's one of those representations. He's just...
He only speaks in grunts.
Yeah, and I hang out with orcs. You don't think I can relate
to
that?
Are you calling me a fucking orc?
No.
Oh, I see how it
no,
goes.
No, you're not an orc.
I see how it goes.
You're not an orc.
Oh,
I hang out with orcs.
Warcraft girl.
Yeah, right. Boy! Don't ask.
Fail.
No!
Fail!
I'm going to steal that battery.
Fail!
And you're never gonna use it again. Oh, God.
Fail.
On with it. Get on with it!
Link or Sonic? Sitting in tree.
Sonic. Sonic.
S-O-N-I... Space, C. Space, C.
Yeah, no. I mean, I like Link a lot, and I love his character.
I think Link would win in a sword fight.
But he doesn't talk, so it's kind of hard.
He does talk. He goes, "Say ya!"
That's not talking. Although there was one sort of rip where...
Sai?
No. Just no.
Hup, hup, and things like that. I think wasn't it the fanfic I did for the Snow Calibur that
yes.
I kind of figured out?
Yes.
That Sai must mean soul.
I have no idea.
S-A-E-I.
Yeah, you did something like that.
You know, I've spent ages trying to make up
stuff for that, yeah.
Realistic
uses for his vocalizations.
Amy or Zelda?
Zelda, definitely. Gotta dig the ears. I can dig it, and the spell power.
Well, yeah, ears, dig it. And sorry, as a guy, you'll get nowhere with Zelda.
That's true.
She'll send you back in time so that you can watch your homeland be destroyed and not be able to interfere.
Well, if it's going to be destroyed anyway, you might as well watch.
She steals your childhood from you with promises of adulthood, and then proceeds to screw you over.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'm sorry to have lied. She does is lie. All Zelda does is lie to you. She lies to you in every single game. It's like, I'm sorry I could not reveal myself to you beforehand.
Well, she has to be deceptive. She's a princess. And I know that royalty is a new concept for you, but they're highly sought after individuals.
We've never come across royalty in this particular country.
Not at all.
So I'm going to say Amy again.
Of course you would. You're into something with a tail. I'm going to go with that.
What? You wrote that on the basis that I chose Amy from Amy and Crystal, of course, because Crystal has no tail at all.
No, it's not that. It's got to be a little tail. Just a little tail.
What?
Little tail.
This is making it sound like you've got a tail now. You do realize
that.
No,
I do not have a tail, but you're into the little tail. Just a little. He's got this look on his face. I wish I could take a picture. Oh,
she's
God.
Gone nuts. Tonfas or Nunchkow?
Tonfas. What's with the three word questions? I hate these. You need to identify.
Yeah.
What am I choosing it? Or am I saying which sucks?
If you had control of a village that could only have three main attractions, what would they be? Well, how about a supermarket for food and drink, which would have alcohol in it, therefore I wouldn't need a pub. Also need a massive entertainment multiplex, because that will contain many, many things. Actually, I'll change the supermarket to a massive super mall, because then it would contain everything ever.
That would be
and
funny.
You would never need to leave. An airport. So I could leave. That works out well.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a massive entertainment centre, a massive mall, and a airport.
Okay.
You?
Me? Probably have to be a theme park. It would probably have to be a nude beach. And it would have to be some bizarre misshapen animal on display for all the world to see. So those are my three. That's my three.
Yes, folks, she is American.
And always will be.
What's the name of your village?
What's the name of the village?
Don't say village for Sonic fans. I paid you that. Thank you, Joyner. I'm going to call it New Pleasantville.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
Absolutely none.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to call it Hyper Metal Rotterdam. That's what I'm going to call it.
Okay. I've got no name, so yours is better than mine, so...
Hyper Metal Rotterdam it is, then.
Quite.
15 years into the future, a bear will take Sonic's place as the fastest thing alive. Blasphemy or truth? I think a bit of the moonshine, frankly.
Bears. They don't run fast.
Bears don't run fast.
They just, no. I mean, I'll admit...
Does banjo run fast? No.
I don't even like banjo, though.
Yo-ho?
He's not fast, is he? Although my bear can tank anything, but... She doesn't run fast. She's just a bear.
Yeah.
So, that's just how it goes. You just had to.
Yeah. There we go. We got that in the background.
I don't understand the fascination behind the series, frankly, but I know it's puzzle chisel, but I don't see it.
Anyway, 5. Tanaku really wants a fourth Smash Brothers, doesn't he? Yes, he does.
Well, considering the amount of money he's making.
I thought Tanaku was female myself, but. I've been wrong before.
Mm.
Which time is the best time to draw, morning, noon, or night?
I'm guessing that's a question directed.
That should probably be towards you, yeah.
Yeah, since I try to make you draw, but you just.
I fail.
You hesitate and you get nervous.
I fail, okay. Ow.
You'll be alright. But if I have to respond to that, then it's probably late night, early morning, very stupidly early morning are my best times usually. Or just when generally things are going on. It's just playing now.
Yeah. Ooh, randomly had the bit of the great bath there from Tarakan 2, but anyway.
Good for it.
Anyway, question 7 is blindsided, blindfolded, or third eye blind? Pick 2. I'm going to pick third eye blind. I have God of Wine in the background now. Blindsided or blindfolded?
Blindfold. Well, I can't say, because neither of those have ever produced anything good for me. Every time I've ever been blindfolded, only bad things happen, typically. Or I cheat at pin the tail on whatever thing. Actually,
pin tail on the nondescript mammal.
Actually, you'd laugh, but it was pin the heart, and it was like a sticker. It was stick the heart on Barney, and that was like my 5th grade birthday party.
God bang a dinosaur. I love you, you love me. Please give me your parents' money.
Hey, it worked, but no, the only good thing that ever came from Barney is my brother, when he was a child, professed, and I do mean professed aloud, that he was real. And it was so great because I can use that against him whenever. Because he knows it. He knows he used to. So, it's all good.
Awesome. All right. More questions. Mm-hmm. Four Dragon. Mm-hmm. Will you take a look at my website?
We will in a minute. It looks like a forum.
Like Exfusion. You like the LOL gif, don't you?
Yeah, looks like it.
Is that what I shall say? It is indeed a forum.
I know, it looks... It's a nice setup there.
Yes, it's a good start,
But it's always got to start from somewhere, but you can always look on.
That is how it started.
You didn't start as a forum.
No, that's how it started. That's how it started.
Oh! He just pulled one on me. Alright.
Do you have an IMVU account? No, I do not. Do you?
No. I've always been curious of it, but, you know, it's just, it's off on the side. It looks like a kind of dating site for people who are just bored enough to do it. So. No, God! Yeah.
Powering to his wrong, they'll do it!
I need a fail button, oh God. I can give them yours, how about that? Yeah, they can have it. They can keep it forever, frankly put.
So. The news is, I'm so hungry I can eat an Octorok. We'd invite you round for pizza, but we're eating it.
Yep. Well, we will be eating it shortly, so it's all good.
Yeah. Cool.
I never asked, but do we have a microwave?
Yes, it's that microwave-shaped thing in the corner of the kitchen.
Cool!
I
know we had enough of it.
Yeah. I hope the stream hasn't failed too badly.
Mm-hmm.
We're approaching... we're approaching long times now. But there's lots of questions, you see.
I know. And people are enjoying it and staying and having a great time and not...
There's lots of questions. There's far too many questions.
We'll have to just shoot through them. Come on, real quick. It's like a chain gun.
Okay. What was the worst thing you have ever eaten?
Worst thing I've ever eaten is... I don't know, that's too much. Go on, move.
Crocodile,
next.
I think. I've eaten some crocodile and that was pretty awful.
Really?
I don't think it was cooked properly. How can I stop my friend from killing himself? I'd like to answer that question, but I actually answered it in the previous show.
Yep.
Why is the US insane? Answer on a Becky postcard, please.
You guys are such jerks. No, the US is not insane. Everyone else is. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Sounds a bit of a paranoid answer to me. You know, I'm just saying. Sounds a bit paranoid, the answer.
Yeah.
Apparently, Blake took out statements and nonsensical questions from that.
That's a little
confusing. That must have taken you ages, Blake. Mario Dude 1 says, do you have Shadow the Hedgehog? Yes.
I'd hope so.
Do you have Luigi's Mansion? Nope. Do you have Super Mario Sunshine? Nope. Dark Gun says, considering it's Wednesday as I'm asking this, the first one will sound a bit odd to me. I graduated from high school this Friday. It was great fun since we had had project graduation and all.
Right. This is...
What was your high school or college graduation like? What year was it?
Oh, you remember your most recent graduation.
Yeah, well, I never have had a graduation as such, because we don't really have graduations really except for... I suppose end of college and uni.
Mm-hmm. Which is what you did.
I graduated from uni in like
but we
end,
don't,
of, end of 2001.
We have a different education system that tortures us in a different way. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, I mean, it was kind of the same generic. And I know because I went to my brother's one next year and I've gone to a couple of friends' one from out of town. It's all pretty much, you know, you come up, you stand up in a mass. You're supposed to be individually recognized. It's a whole load of crap. And you just stand up, sit down. Hoo-ha, and everybody jeers and cheers
because
like you achieved something
unique. Yeah, because my graduation... Did you have anyone famous give you yours?
No. We just had our principal and superintendent and shit like that.
Superintendent Chalmers!
No. But you actually had somebody pretty impressive.
Skinner!
No. No. You had actually...
You
trumped.
I had Sir Richard Attenborough, which is freaking amazing.
Which, if you don't know
amazing
him,
man to meet. He's a serious, absolutely amazing. But it was not long after the New Year's Day tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Boxing Day? Was it Boxing Day? I think it was actually.
I have no idea.
His daughter and granddaughter were killed. So actually, everyone was very, and he'd not been that well anyway. So people were all very worried about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was an incredible man to meet.
Yeah.
And I'd have the honour to receive my degree from him, which is actually sitting on the table downstairs.
Yep, and you blogged all about it. So if you don't know about it, you can go to his MySpace page and look back on some of the archives. He still has
it. Wow, is it all there?
Yep, I printed it out. That was back when I had a super secret crush on you and was quietly stalking you. Yes, I reveal all or something. Anyway.
Seeing as you've got a Vista now, which do you prefer, XP or Vista? XP.
Of course. Everybody and their mother does that.
However, I must say I'm liking Vista in its own unique way.
Yes. Anybody who actually has the patience to put in with Vista, then they'll like it. So, yeah.
Is the Radio Redux Rock Classic ever going to return to the show? Whenever I play a Radio Redux Rock Classic, it will return.
That's true. All right.
A couple of shows back, you played a commercial for...
Actually, I don't remember what it was
That was made
for.
By T.A. Black. Have you ever considered adding listener content such as bumpers like Mr. Bronson Jones or other spoof commercials here and there in the show? Yes, I have. If somebody did them.
Yeah, somebody actually has to do it. If you send it in, we'll consider it.
That was amazing, T.A. Black one. I mean, I've done that with Ram the Dragon.
Yes, several times.
I've put
several
in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do them, and I'll do them. Bluebird95 says...
How am I after the journey? Well, I don't know. You get to describe it, because I wasn't there for it.
How is Echo Hawk after her journey to DK? She's okay.
I was dazed.
Dazed, confused.
Lost. In a foreign country where they say tomato. It's like, it's all bad. No, it's okay.
What would happen to the world if Big the Cat exploded?
There would be much celebrating.
And much cat guts covering the place.
Oh yeah, but that's kind of the obvious. But that would be much.
It would depend where he exploded.
That's true. He could have imploded. That would be interesting.
The imploded.
Yeah, that'd be unique. But it clearly defines it as exploded. So yes, there would be.
I personally think a super gigantic black hole would be formed.
That's possible, or the Koreans would be fed for a year. One of the two. It's all good. Much appreciated.
Who is going to fight a Chow or a Goomba? Well, I think a Goomba would start. And sort of everyone, the Chow would be like,
well, because the Chow wouldn't know what the hell was going on
until it get hit the first time.
And then it gets.
Then you get pissed off.
Yeah, and then
it's...
It
go to Chow Karate Mode. It'd be like,
But the only...
Woo!
The
sound is. Woo! One hit knocks the Goomba flying.
Just quick question for you. Have you actually ever seriously played the Chow Garden? For, like...
I think my problem is the concept of playing the Chow Garden. It's not really... And I actually have. I tried to get one of my characters up on there.
Which one?
Andrews. who is a stupidly... Like phoenix-winged white Chow.
That's funny.
And I've tried to breed Chow. I've tried to breed them, but that's...
You're not good at it, then. The only thing I've had trouble with is making the straight character Chows and the... Well, I haven't really made an effort towards Super Chows, but...
You haven't done the...
Chaos Chows, the Super Dark, or the Super Light.
Because I've got, obviously, SADX, so technically you could make all the Hyper Chows.
See, I never did that garden. I always did SA2.
Yeah, but you could transfer one to the other.
I didn't know that!
Because one of them's got they've got different effects on each of them.
Ooh.
Anyway, what is biscuits and gravy is question number four after you.
You don't know what it is?
We do not have biscuits and gravy in this country.
It's not English.
We don't have them.
It's hugely American, and it's basically exactly what it sounds like. It's some nice fluffy buttermilk biscuits and, well, it depends how stale they are, and gravy, and to which point it's usually a very saucy and... slightly spicy gravy, typically, and if you're really ambitious, it'll have bits of sausage in there for texture.
Biafra asks, either of you end up bored enough to use Gaia?
Unfortunately, I have, and I was so glad I did, because before Sonic and the Black Knight came out, they did a little...
they did a little thing on there where you could get a sort of...
A little
Sonic with a sword.
A little equipable fellow there that could stand next to your avatar, and sure enough, I just logged on and had to have it, so...
Of course, if you are actually on Gaia, look out for that con of theirs.
Con?
Online.
The fact that they make you pay to actually...
No! A convention.
Oh, a convention.
They've got their sort of online showy type thing, which is actually premiering three new tracks from a certain Mr. Brotherton.
Oh,
or a certain Mr. Bentley Jones, I should.
That's
possibly
good.
I've got
a couple of friends who are like old school fanatics of Gaia, so I unfortunately get to tag along, and there was much rejoicing. Fuck that.
Indeed.
There you go. All right.
Question five. Last question from Blue Blur 95. Is any things you'll miss from the U.S. Echo?
I kind of miss the familiarity. If I can't even talk, I'll miss the familiarity because I could drive and I could pretty much perform any given task at all. But now that I'm in England, it's like starting from like halfway. So it's like everything's similar, but you know, it'll be like relearning everything. But luckily I've got somebody to help me along, so.
That's really kind of you to do that, Blake.
But yeah, very nice, yes, quite. Oh, you're silly. But yeah, I mean, it'll just kind of be the familiarity. I can't say that anything else particularly strikes me out because, you know, I'm one of those traveler types and, you know, it's what I do, so.
Round Dragon asks, how much epic fail did Blake and I manage to gain during that cover? Are we ever going to be able to walk with pride again? You could walk with some mother's pride.
You didn't actually listen to the show.
I listened to most of the show.
Oh, you listened to most of the show. So
yes,
you copped out.
I was kind of feeling ill, so that was the last thing I really wanted to do was concentrate on what I was doing, because otherwise I would have had to do show notes for it.
He'll do show notes for you, but you won't do it for him.
Yeah, that's what you get for when I'm the boss. When you're the boss, you get to make the damn rules.
Right. When you're sleeping with anyway, but no, the show was actually very well done. I was very impressed. I was kind of curious and asking questions about it, so I was kind of very intent, and I quite enjoyed it, so I don't see why you wouldn't walk with your heads held high and...
Your head's held high. You can walk on with hope in your heart. You'll never walk alone, because Blake's walking there in the same direction with equal amounts of success or fail.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there we go. And I think they're the odd show from them wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah.
If they want to do their new series,
they could use a break every once in a while. Or I should again use a break.
Yeah. I think we can go ahead with their little extra show.
That doesn't matter. Yeah.
Dragon's Den or whatever they want to call it.
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me.
BlueBlow95 says, one, if Radio Rings is made of 50% awesome sauce, what is the other half made from? Guacamole.
No.
You disagree. What do you think it's made out of?
I don't think it's made out of. I know what it's made out of.
Oh, what do you know it's made out of then? He says thinking of some kind of condiment.
No, not a condiment. I'm a little more creative than a condiment. Because mustard isn't a condiment, right? No, I'm kidding. The other half would probably be...
Her mouth said she's kidding. Her eyes said, please tell me this. Her eyes said differently.
Oh, shit. Now, probably the rest of it would be sheer raw power, willpower, and manpower. So, all of which are equally vital.
Yin power, ying power, spirit power, every hour.
Indeed. But yeah, it's that and a little bit of luck and a whole lot of sweat, tears, and blood in any order that you choose to add them into the mix of awesome.
What's your guys' opinion on Turbo from Turbo Drive Live fame? That's Turbo Drive Live, which is probably coming up after this, maybe. It's gone on for a lot longer than I thought it was going to go on for, because it's been on for like 2 hours now.
Whoops.
That's the phone going.
Do you want me to go get it?
No, it's fine. We'll catch up another time.
Probably.
Yeah, it is, man. Which starts right after Radio Rex from this week onwards, guest hosting on the E3 special of Earthhouse Boombox this Wednesday at 9 p.m. I think it's a fantastic idea. John's got some very good ideas with regard to the way things are.
Cool.
There's some strong opinions.
Okay.
Also ask, oh yes, am I an assassin or a crazed gunman? Yes, you fucking are. You're an absolute nutter.
Yeah. Let's see. How much more?
Any more? No, that's it. Oh, Blake's been doing good stuff. Don't Forever says, today is a holiday. What's the English name for this day? Well, Sunday, May the 31st. Is it a holiday?
Oh.
What's the English name for this day? It's called Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Echo, why does the US version of football lack one's foot on the ball so much?
Well, because it's just like rugby, except slightly, well, okay, really, really different, but it's just you only kick it every once in a while.
Because you partly watched a rugby game yesterday, didn't you?
Yes.
You
watched some rugby and games. It looks the same, but to which point I've been educated that it came first, therefore it is greater, or some shrack like that.
Although, basically, Wales versus Canada isn't probably the best example in the world.
Yeah, it was a fine example. It was enough for me to learn the game, so...
AK, did you find something extraordinary when you went on the internet this week? Yes, I did find something extraordinary when I went on the internet this week. And I found this.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think your relationships will live to see a second, third anniversary? A second, third anniversary? Well, so we have to break up after the third anniversary, then start all over again.
I think so.
No, it won't.
No. Well, that's his choice. He's one of those stubborn types, you know. Once he's got me, yeah.
Blue Fox says, three potatoes or five?
They're both odd numbers, so neither.
There we go. Will Echo Hawk have an effect on your TF2 playtime?
Yes, I'll be participating in it.
She'll be playing the Sonic Rex character.
Because my lovely voice will be distracting you all as I blow your brains out.
Question three. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
With an extra U in there, inappropriately put.
No, that's the right way of spelling it.
It's not the right way of spelling it!
Well, it's the right way of spelling it in English.
In your English? In English. Yes, English. That's
as opposed to messed up lazy English.
That is not messed up lazy English. We just get sick of the bloody U's.
So you decided to name your country the United States of America, the USA.
Yes, because we're a united front, states. That's what we're made
of. No, you're a knighted front.
To which point
S-A-S-A-S-A-S-A.
Yes, this is an old joke. But yes, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
The best ice cream I've ever had was at that place in Eastbourne, which I took you.
And that flavor was?
And actually I had two scoops. And one was banana and one was honeycomb.
Oh, it was
so
a combination.
Banana and honeycomb.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Awesome.
I don't know, I was always into the green ice cream, the After Eight Mint, or the, what is it? She's a U-ist.
U-ist?
Nah, but anyway, I'm a lot of things.
It's better than a Q-ist.
I guess, but yeah, it's the mints, the mint chocolates, the mint. If it's green, I probably like
ice
it.
Ice cream.
We had ice cream last night, I think we left it in the fridge.
There's some in the freezer, but it'll be sort of semi-liquid anyway.
Woohoo! I can drink it through a straw.
Question four, poke.
To which point I respond
punch.
With Super Poke! No, I hate that game.
Blue Fox, punch!
No.
Question five, what are your thoughts on Konami's mind mess for the 360 being exclusive? Don't care, it's Metal Gear Solid and I never cared for that either.
I've had a couple buddies of mine who are into it and I have no idea what most of this is anyway, so
yeah, it's one of those things.
Okay.
Right. It's pretty much time to close the show, I think. We're not gonna run out of questions. It's not like over two hour show, but it's kind of been a sort of special show anyways, that's fair dues. We had lots to talk about as well. Lots of questions. For once, there was actually lots of questions.
No way. I actually posted a news response and people did what I asked. I'm going to have to do this more often.
Yeah.
No way.
It's almost like you got involved.
No way.
Wow.
Gasp.
Okay. What can we have to end the show music-wise?
He puts in the word Sonic and then goes from there.
Yeah. Why the hell not?
Go with... Keep going. No. 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 Go for... Ew, go with it. Let's see. What do they got? Spiral Madness has got to be my favorite.
Yeah. I just liked the Spiral Madness exactly the same moment you did.
Me.
Which is quite impressive.
All right,
quite a long track, actually, to end the show on. But, yeah.
Then that'll prepare for whoever's next.
Exactly. So. That's good leading time for Turbo Drive Live, which will be happening after this show. So watch yourself.
If he chooses.
Oh, yeah. So, that's it.
That's all.
That's all, yeah.
Till next week.
Till next week. I have been Archange UK. This has been Echo Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
There's also been Radio Redux. I'll have to work on that, won't I?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
I was so comfortable. So comfortable with that extra that I had.
Don't worry, we'll work on it.
You're messing it all up.
Would you stop?
You're messing it
all
up.
I make it better.
She's messing it all up.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Go back to who did those girls.
All right. Oh.
I've been Archange UK. She's been Echo Hawk. This has been Radio Redux. And I will see you next week, as will Echo.
Woohoo!
Bye for now.
Bye.